benefit in having a board articulate the values of our community, our mission, and our vision has been generally just a wider clarity throughout the community about what it is we're about. Now, what we look to the board for is holding up for us what it is we say we want to do.
So some of the benefits that I think our congregation has recognized is the way we talk about the outcomes and the direction of our programs, using a common language and a shared context of the community's overall goals and its overarching intentions as a congregation, to describe the work of specific programs, to talk about them in terms of the shared effect it's going to have and the change and purpose that we all hold, rather than, well, of course, we've always been a church that's had music, and so we continue doing this. Now we can talk about it in terms of what it brings us and how it adds to our experience as a worship community.
We have gained a lot of benefit from our board being able to articulate our congregation's vision and our values and our mission statement. And in particular, we've been able to do things such as get a handle on, for example, our social justice program, where some people want to affect systemic change and other people just want to go out and help build a house for Habitat for Humanity or go work in a soup kitchen. They are, in some respects, divergent views, and there was kind of a tug of war there, and we finally stepped in and said, hey, wait a minute, why can't we just do both? Both respond to our mission, and again, looking at the 50,000-foot view, let's accommodate everybody in this, and you know, you can all do what you want to do and have your own spiritual needs and social needs fulfilled.
Finally, you know, it's a wonderful thing when you've got a mission and a sense of values that I guess are stated so clearly that everyone knows them, and it becomes a part of the vocabulary of the place. It becomes a part of the language of the place. It infuses the culture of worship. It infuses the various kinds of meetings and that happen as a part of congregational life. What are we doing around spiritual dynamism? How is our radical hospitality value working? Are we living it out in the world? How are we making a difference? All that stuff becomes just a part of the language with which we communicate, and it really enhances people's sense of connection with the place.
There are several benefits to this, and I think one clearly is the fact that the board understands its primary charge to be the agent of the members of the congregation. So in order to do that fairly and appropriately, they need to be in constant conversation with the members. And so they play a facilitative and a listening role with the members. And they have tried more and more to be accessible and open and solicitous of people's hopes and dreams and frustrations. So their role is a different one than it's been before, but it's been a much better one because the board can get isolated from the members. So one clear benefit is that they are in constant dialogue with the members.
I think those are the two things. One is that we have a system in place now because the board is taking on the responsibility of naming what our vision, mission, values look like. So it gets said, and it gets said every single year. And the congregation understands that it's through the board they get to change that articulation. So there's this relationship that's developing between what it is we are and who it is we want to be.
The benefits that we've gained from clarity around who's responsible for governance roles has really been most noticeable between the board and the staff. And the increased sense of freeing and trusting each other to do our own part, it really takes the power, the sense of power containment and power power centralization and disperses it
among empowered individuals in the congregation and in the staff itself to own things and to make the work of the congregation successful.
Unitarian Universalists are not good with compartmentalizing. It's everybody wants to be in charge of everything. So by getting clear, by reminding ourselves that no individual needs to do everything, that meant that all individuals need to do something. So that was one piece of it, that the governance reminds us that all hands are necessary to keep this ship afloat. And the other thing that the governance reminds us is that not all gifts are equal. All gifts are important, and all gifts contribute to the whole, and all gifts have a place at the table, but not all gifts are equal. So you are careful to invite leadership that matches skills and matches gifts, becoming more clear about what each of the jobs that are necessary to the whole and the health of the community, what those jobs require, and then looking for inviting people to use their gifts and their skills that match the needs of the community.
It has been very, very helpful for us to clarify and publicize what our roles are. Otherwise, it's a big mystery, and we, for a long time, worked as a congregation with a number of silos or separate areas, unaccountable to each other, and really not even aware of the larger purpose of the church. So this has been much better. And has, I'd say from my point of view, now being evaluated by the Board of Trustees, adds another level of, merit to it all. I think it's better. It was easier before to be less accountable, but not helpful to the system. So we've ratcheted everything up to a better level for the whole institution. What it has prompted for us is the beginning of a query in terms of, well, how are the members accountable then? If the executive team is evaluated by the board, and the board is somewhat evaluated in terms of being elected into their positions, how do we hold lay leaders accountable? And how do we evaluate that? Because certainly we cannot implement the ends unless there's a very solid teamwork between paid staff and volunteer staff. But how do we assess, evaluate, or look at that lay leadership role? And that's a little tricky one, but it's been a very good conversation and has raised the bigger issue, what are we all accountable to? Well, our dreams. Our vision, our ends.